Tell me, how difficult was it to get going again this year after losing last year for the second year in a row?
Well, you know, everyone was saying, you know, when you lose a final, it's tough to get going the next year. But last year, we picked ourselves up in January and we said, listen, we want to get back there again. And unfortunately, again, against Ghidorah last year, it didn't go our way. But same thing this year, we came down fresh heads in January, you know, after the wee break. And we said, listen, we want to be back there again and have another crack at it. And here we are now on Sunday again. Yeah.
And the team has changed a bit. Some new players come in, some young players freshened up the team, I suppose.
Oh, yeah. Like the likes of Charles McGinnis, you know, was reserve past few years, came in as a senior this year and added a whole bit different option for us in full forward. And Omi Gettigan this year was his first year, you know, properly fit because he had a few injuries last year, the year before. And you see what he's doing now in the championship. And just it's nice to see new players coming in all the time. And even the reserve team now, we have a load of young fellas on the reserve team who will be led into the senior team in the next few years. Like Nathan Byrne came on and caught a ball there to more or less win the game against Unions.
Yeah, so, and you're only 22 yourself. Kieran Gallagher, another player that has impressed this year.
Oh, yeah, Kieran. Kieran's a handful. Like, he's 6'2", 6'3", whatever he is. But, you know, he's a proper athlete. He can run, he can catch, he can kick a score if you give him time. But, listen, it's just 15, it's a whole 15, and you look at we still look at the older boys, all the young boys, you know, we grew up watching them, the likes of Leo and Anthony, Brandy, Brick all won the first championship in 05. We were only kids, and I think it was about 7 or 8, and now you're there on the field playing with them, and you know, they're there to talk you through it, they're there to talk you through everything, you know.
So, and they seem to be as keen as ever. Is it your enthusiasm that's brushing off on them as well?
I'd say, you know, they're learning from us and we're learning from them, you know, because as when you're picking up wee things to be cute or whatever, you know, Leo's always there chatting me, even now when I'm playing halfback or whatever, Tony was there chatting me the whole time, you know, keeping me right, keeping me going, you know, if you do something.
And you listen to Ireland winner if he tells you of something how to play halfback.
Absolutely, you listen to Tony any day he says anything to you, no matter what it is, you know, you'll always take it on board, and especially the likes of Marty, you know, Marty, maybe the last few games hasn't played as much as what he could do, like, but Marty's fantastic, he'll chat to you, he'll get talk to all the young boys, you know, encourage them the whole time. There's nothing bad. Martin can tell you what he thinks. And so
yeah, in the half back line, that's kind of new territory for you this year, isn't it?
Well, it is for club this year, but I played there one other year for the county minors, and my last year minor with Darrell Wheel on the other side. So it's kind of it is fairly new. You know, it's a lot. It suits my game.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
I like to run that team.
And talk to me about Ghidorah. Obviously, you repeated last year's final. There was a good bit between you. Have you made up that ground?
Well, we'd like to hope so, but like obviously they've improved as well. You know, kicking on from what they've done last year is fantastic for a Donegal team. You know, when you're looking at them winning the county and then going on to represent Donegal and Ulster and winning that, and narrowly missing out against Carfin, you could say just some things didn't go their way, and they would have been an All-Ireland club final. But if you look at them all over the field, they're strong everywhere. But sure, it's a game of football, and you never know what can happen on the day.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a great hurt there from losing the last couple of finals, is there?
There is.
And a great learning as well.
The learning, we protect the learning more than the hurt, because, you know, we're trying to put it all aside, you know, this is the final. Them two finals will always be there no matter what, if we win or lose on Sunday, and they'll always be there, but this one we're concentrating on. And we're not mentioning the other two finals lost, just bar the fact of taking the learnings maybe from last year.
You're going to be the underdogs. It's not a tie you will mind, I'm sure, but at the same time you maybe feel, you know, maybe a bit, people are a little disrespectful to you too.
Ah, listen, especially this time, you'll take the underdog tag, especially when you're coming up against Ulster champions, like, and such a good team that is Ghidorah. But look, we've been underdogs before and we've turned the tide, you know. So we were underdogs last weekend, we turned that. So, as I said, football's a game and anything can happen on the day.
You enjoying it?
I am. I'm loving it. I love championship time, you know, especially this year now, the games were thick and fast. You know, you weren't waiting around for a week here and then playing a game. And it was nice now to get the break between the final and the semi-final.